It's always difficult for the Commission representative to speak about Euratom, because usually there is so an emotional relationship between Euratom and nuclear energy, so that usually the position are not very, smooth. Of course, as you know, my presentation will be quite different. Not because we are the Commission or myself are against or in favor of nuclear energy or against or in favor of Euratom, but we see a lot of positive aspect of the Euratom Treaty. First of all, energy is one of the main pillar of the EU construction. Two of the three founding treaties, Euratom Coal and Steel Community, which expired on 2002, and Euratom Atomic Energy Community, Euratom, were focused on energy. The Euratom Treaty signed in 1957 aimed originally at promoting the development of nuclear energy as an alternative safe energy source within the European community. That was in 1957. In the 50s, perception of the lack of conventional energy sources was high. Coal production was at a peak and there was hardly any possibility perceived for growth. Hydropower had its geophysical limitation, and in 1956, Suez crisis brought into focus the risk of our ever-increasing dependence on oil sources outside Europe. It was also clear that massive investment would be required to fund the development of a complete nuclear fuel cycle, well beyond the financial means of individual European states. In such a context, the founding states joined together to form Euratom. Since 1958, much has happened. The European nuclear industry has developed into one of the most prominent in the world. At the same time, new member states have joined the European communities through five waves of accession. Some of them have little or no interest in nuclear energy. And some member states have decided on moratoria on nuclear energy or have planned to phase out nuclear energy production. Yet, some opposition to nuclear energy should not lead us to forget the significant contribution of Euratom to the development of the civil nuclear industry in Europe, which today supplies more than one-third of electricity consumption in the large European Union. In recent years, negotiations for the enlargement of May 2004 have highlighted, if it were necessary, that the nuclear question is as important as ever. At the same time, the debate over the security of energy supply in the European Union and the issue of greenhouse gas emissions have given rise to a new interest in nuclear energy. The present levels of crude oil prices, more than $68 a barrel, and of fossil fuels in general in the international market are an additional reason to keep the nuclear option open. Whatever the choices of the member states are, the decision to abandon nuclear energy in Belgium or in Germany, or to give a new impetus to their programs like in Finland and in France, the production of nuclear electricity has never been so high. In compare, one-third of the electricity or 32-34%, it depends of the years, compared to 2.4% of the electricity produced by windmills in Europe. Moreover, without nuclear energy, the Union would not be in a position to respect its commitment in the framework of the Kyoto Protocol to decrease greenhouse gas emissions. And of course, the question is, how we will reach our engagement on the post-Kyoto. What are the Euratom's main achievements? I will say essentially two. The protection of European citizens and the diversification of the energy supply. Let me first recall the aim of Euratom Atomic Energy Community. It is to contribute by the development of nuclear energy to the rise and the standard of living in the member states and to development of trade with the other countries. If the preamble of the Euratom Treaty now seems somewhat antiquated in its active promotion of these energy sources, it must be remembered that implementation of the treaty has allowed binding control over nuclear activity in the area of radiological protection, supply of nuclear fossils materials, and nuclear safeguards or non-proliferation. It is not my intention to give an overall presentation of the Euratom Treaty. I will concentrate on Euratom policies which have contributed since the signing of the treaty to the protection of European citizens by means of research, nuclear safeguards and non-proliferation, and in particular health protection. The aim of the Euratom Treaty is to promote within the community the development of an alternative energy supply source by developing its knowledge and the means needing to exploit nuclear energy for civilian purposes. In particular, it lays open the community to the task of developing research and ensuring the dissemination of technical knowledge. The majority of nuclear research at the community level is undertaken as part of the Euratom Framework Program. The main objective of this program is to increase security of supply of energy by greater diversification of sources, keeping the nuclear option open for all those member states who wish to use it. The guidelines for research have varied over time. Today, they concentrate in large measure on the environmental concerns, notably waste management, radioactive protection, and nuclear safety. As far as nuclear energy is concerned, the objectives defined in the sixth research framework program are related to thermal nuclear fusion and nuclear fission, including radioactive waste management and nuclear safety. The major part of this is allocated to the fusion program, and this will form a very important contribution toward the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, which is ITER. This experimental reactor built on the French site of Cadarache, which was the European Union candidate. Second aspect of the Euratom Treaty is nuclear safeguards. For more than 45 years, the European Commission has been engaged in nuclear safeguards controls in nuclear installation throughout the European Union. Chapter 7 of the Euratom Treaty establish a common system for safeguarding nuclear materials that is unique in the world. The Euratom Inspectors Body contributes to ensuring that EU member states comply with their international obligations under the international regime of nuclear safeguards. European safeguards represent the most intensive field of cooperation between the community and International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. The high level of expertise accumulated by the Commission in the field of nuclear safeguards has contributed to a climate of confidence, not only among the member states of the European Union, but also with our partners throughout the world. Euratom safeguard therefore largely contributed to ensure the security of supply of nuclear materials to the member states by giving firm guarantees about civilian use of nuclear materials in the community. Health protection. The community plays an important role in protecting European citizens against ionizing radiation. Since the signing of the treaty in 1957, the community has adopted a wide range of legislation, covering the protection of workers in the nuclear industry, hospitals, research, other industries, of the general public from discharges of nuclear installation, fallout from Chernobyl, and patients. The main provisions are laid down in basic safety standards, first established in 1959, and regularly updated in the light of scientific knowledge and operational experience. The scope of the standards has evolved with time and now covers also, for instance, natural radiation sources, radon, exposure of aircrew to cosmic radiation, etc. The Euratom Treaty also confers important powers upon the Commission with regard to levels of radioactivity in the environment. Member States are obliged to monitor levels of radioactivity and to report to the Commission. They also have to report on any planned release of radioactive waste. The Commission has long held the view that health protection encompasses the concept of radiation detection and nuclear safety. This was confirmed by a ruling of the European Court of Justice in 2002. In this particular field, the Commission has proposed two major legal initiatives with a revised nuclear package adopted on 8 September 2004. These two initiatives aim to endow the European Union with legally binding legislation to ensure that member states maintain similar levels of safety in nuclear facilities and in the management of radioactive waste. Such rule will enable the community to ensure a high level of nuclear safety within the large European Union for the benefit of all citizens. Unfortunately, it is not yet possible to reach the qualified majority necessary to adopt these two proposals. However, the Commission still hopes that these proposals will be adopted in the near future. Nuclear safety and radioactive waste management are two major questions which require appropriate answer, whatever is our opinion on nuclear energy. Euratom contributes to protect citizens, but it also, as well, contributes to the diversification of energy supply. Europe has always been dependent on imported energy, but the recent decline in both domestic gas and coal production has led to a significant deterioration in this position. Some of this increase is inevitable. However, dependence on external countries heightens the risk for the European economy coming from the energy sector. A number of policy responses are required, in particular the need to manage the risk associated with external supply and actions on the demand side. One of the policy responses lies in the development of our internal resources of energy such as nuclear or renewables. Europe's future prosperity will depend on its ability to diversify its sources of energy. Currently, nuclear energy provides more than a third of EU electricity. It is a stable source, essentially shielded from price fluctuations such as have recently affected the oil and gas markets. Nuclear energy is also free from CO2 emissions. May I remind you that nuclear electricity prevents the emission of about 300 million tons CO2 equivalent to about one half produced by community car fleet. In the Commission's Green Paper toward an energy security policy of supply published in November 2000, the Commission has encouraged a healthy debate about the role of nuclear energy in the serving Europe's needs. However, the option of generating nuclear energy belongs to each individual member state, which determines its own choices. The European Union does not rule out any of the choices among energy sources. The Treaty entrusts the Commission with the mission to ensure that the objectives and the standards it sets are observed across the Union. Only by adhering to the essential conditions set by the Euratom Treaty can the member states of the European Union hope to make the nuclear option a politically and environmentally acceptable one. The European Union is now envisaging the adoption of several initiatives linked either directly or indirectly to the security of our energy supply. In 4 years, the political and economic context of the EU has changed. The Union now have 25 member states, and this is turn creates new challenges. The climate agenda has gained in importance thanks in particular to European System for Trading in Greenhouse Gas Emission Permits, which was adopted as an additional measure to meet the Kyoto Protocol. Nuclear energy undoubtedly will continue to play a role in fighting to growth in greenhouse gas emissions, providing that respect of safety and security is ensured, supported by a continuous commitment to research and promoting a new technological development. By way of conclusion, let me address the question of the future of Euratom Treaty. The core provision of Euratom Treaties have remained unchanged since 1958 and have not been modified by the last Intergovernmental Conference. The only amendments made to the Euratom Treaty by the draft constitutional treaty or adaptation to new rules established by the Constitution, particularly in the institutional and financial fields. More important, it was decided that Euratom should remain a separate community. This situation is not seen as very satisfying by some of the EU member states and some part of the public opinion. The future of the Euratom Treaty has been openly questioned. In this context, some would favor the idea of convening an intergovernmental conference to revise the Euratom Treaty. This point of view is not shared by the European Commission. The Commission is deeply convinced that any isolated revision would not be appropriate, the Euratom Treaty being part of the European project as a whole and of energy policy in particular. If the preamble of the treaty now seems a little antiquated in its active promotion of these energy sources, it would be mistaken to assume that it's its objective. Contrary to a common misperception, the European Treaty is balanced and contains strict provisions restraining, regulating, and controlling all civil nuclear activity, whether linked to energy generation, industrial, or medical use. Member states who are not in favor of nuclear power made nevertheless no mistake when signing this treaty. Euratom agreements with third countries and international organizations confer on the community a responsibility for non-proliferation. Situations such as those witnessed today in North Korea and Iraq could not happen in the EU. The community can take pride in having the world's best control and non-proliferation system. Negotiations for the forthcoming enlargement have highlighted if it were necessary that the nuclear question is as important as ever. The accession treaty therefore contains specific provision regarding nuclear safety and commitment to close 8 nuclear reactors. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, and please keep on here for some questions, but please restrict the questions to the role of Euratom on the European energy policy. And not too many questions, please.
Ben Sorensen, Roskilde University. I'm surprised that talking about Euratom and the European Commission's attitude towards nuclear energy, it's never mentioned that the nuclear resources are not very big if you're talking about light water reactors. If you consider the uranium resources or reserves known today, they're no bigger than the oil resources. So in order to discuss nuclear energy as a serious proposal, there's only one thing to discuss, and that's breeder reactors. And there was actually a proposal by Nobel Prize winner Carlo Rubbia a few years ago for a breeder reactor that by a special design avoided proliferation issues and avoided large accident issues and produced very little radioactive waste, but that was turned down by the Commission, strongly influenced by the present nuclear industry. What's your comment on that?
Well, it's a long discussion we can have on that, but as you certainly know, the specialists don't agree with the problem of uranium reserves in the world. You are right that in European Union we closed all the Euratom mines. The thing is that we don't have any problem of supply of uranium in the international markets. That's the first thing. Second thing, we can, technologically, we can't use the material which was which is radioactive to refuel in the reactor. It's a complex system, but it is technically possible. So because we don't have any problem of scarcity of uranium in the world, and because technologically you can use materials twice, even third time, we cannot really speak about lack of raw material in the nuclear energy. The second point is the economic point of view that usually is not used as argument, is that the price or the financial cost of the raw material for producing electricity is 5% of the cost. In the other sector is much higher.
Okay, there were two more questions. Three.
Hello, my name is Miles Goldstick. I work with environmental organizations in Sweden. As I was listening to your comments about nuclear power and your atom, I was wondering if you could think of anything that could possibly be the case that would make it reasonable to you to decommission nuclear power or be opposed to the nuclear treaty. Is there any possible situation that you could conceive of that would make that possible for you?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understood the question. Because if the question is, what is my opinion on decommission, or what could happen, what should happen for decommissioning all, this is the question? Or what is related with your atom treaty?
Okay, well, I'm sure you're aware of many of the criticisms, and to some extent you may say the debate is polarized, but if you could think of a situation in which nuclear power would not be positive. There's any...
Yes, but what is the relationship between your question and the Euratom Treaty?
Well,
this question is not for the Commission. This question is for member states to decide if they want or they don't want to decommission. It's their opinion to have or not to have nuclear in their country. The question is, because we have nuclear energy in European Union, we need to have a treaty controlling this kind of activities. And the control of this kind of activity is much more strengthened than for the other activity. I'm sorry not to have responded to your question, but I think it's not the question to me.
Okay. Two more questions, and then we continue, please.
Hi. My name is Stella Semino, and I would like to present myself as an European citizen who could be very affected by this treaty. I wonder about the accountability of the Commission toward now your present position so positive with the development of nuclear energy as a source for electricity. So I wonder the position of the European Parliament on this, and I wonder about the management of taxpayers' money on research by the Commission, because I feel that next time when I have to vote about for the Constitution, this could be one of the reasons why I will be completely in disaccord, and I prefer to be, you know, to be at national level with these issues and not to be paying the Commission to decide about the research they think that is the most positive one. And it's a huge problem between the Commission and the civil society, and you should recognize it. That's it.
Okay, interesting question. First of all, I will say once more that your comment is not a comment for me. It's a comment for your government, for your state. Because if you are not happy to be a member of European Union, perhaps you could ask your government to adopt the new Constitution, and as you know, in the new constitution, there is a possibility for the member states to go out. And that's my first comment, but it's not really related to Euratom Union, Euratom Treaty. Secondly, Okay, you don't agree it's the problem of democracy, I don't know what shall I answer to you. You don't agree with nuclear energy, but you should know, I don't know if you are from Italy, but you should know that Italy refused to produce nuclear energy, but they import 25% of their needs from France. So here there is some contradiction. Even 50%? No, 25%. Okay?
Final question, Rebecca? Here. Yes.
So, sorry for being late. My name is Rebecca Harms, and I'm a member of the European Parliament. And so I'm not convinced from your answer concerning the decommissioning situation. Because I think just in the moment the Commission is preparing a recommendation for decommissioning funds and criteria for decommissioning. And the reason behind is, or there are several reasons behind, and I think you know this. The reasons behind are that in several member states who are nuclear states, decommissioning is not at all prepared, and there are no funds for the costs of decommissioning. You can read this in your own documents, which you distributed towards the parliament. And in other states, we have a lot of problems already with state aid cases connected to decommissioning funds and with market distortions. So therefore, I think your answer concerning the decommissioning situation is not complete. And I would like to hear something more concrete about the thinking of the Commission on the situation of decommissioning. And also, I think you should connect this to the question of costs of nuclear energy.
Okay, thank you for this question. Well, I'm not sure that I have an answer to the problem of decommissioning, because I don't have in mind that I have spoken on this theme before. But what concerns decommissioning, you perfectly know that in the first nuclear package 2 years ago, we put this question, and we wanted to have a legislation on the decommissioning. And this, the proposal of the Commission was that all the decommissioning funds and the rules of their creation and the rules of their management will be identical for all the European Union. So of course, we agree that here there is could be a problem, and could be even a competitiveness problem. And if you want that, I just finish with my personal experience, because I had to defend this nuclear package in the Council. And when we began to analyze all the concepts of the proposals, we always was speaking about Euratom Treaty. And suddenly I changed the argument and I said, okay, Euratom Treaty, it's based on Euratom Treaty. But also you have to get in mind that within internal markets, we should be, we should control the fair competition. So the one of the aspects could be that if we don't control the decommissioning fund and the creation of the decommissioning fund, and they are not present when they not can be used at the right moment, it could be unfair competition. Thank you.